The topic of today's daf was Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, a topic that Be'ez Hashem will go more into. What emerged is that even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika famously said that if somebody was masna al misha roi liyorshai, even though it's technically a masna masha kasa batayra dvar of kayamim, but it doesn't work for the chelik habachayra. So if you want to take the chelik habachayra from one of your sons and give it to another son, that's not okay. And it's based on a pasuk in the Torah. It's seemingly not even negotiable. It says, "V'hoy b'yoman chiloy es banav esa shenyia loy lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben hasnua habachar." Torah says that's not something that you're allowed to do. So that although Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika has this very liberal idea of im amra misha roy liyarshet varav kayamim, but there's an exception to the rule, and that's the chelik habachar. And the Gemara made a big deal about the fact that it's really counterintuitive, because madach you can manipulate the chelik haposhut, which is yufa koychay. It's not the baraika b'mochzik. So you would think for sure you should be able to, as it relates to the chelik habachar, based on the mid of Kal v'Chomer, that's 100% an accurate observation. But at the same time, it's all based on Sukkim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika's halach has learned from V'hoy b'yom hanchila yizbanav, and the fact that you can't be mevaker the chelik habachar is learned from Lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben hasnua habachar. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, the Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, on that pasuk, Lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben hasnua habachar, says the following. He says, what does the pasuk mean when it says Lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva? What it means is azara shelo yasaze. It's a loisase. You're not allowed to. Meaning, what the Torah is saying is, it is usur, it's forbidden for a person to be mevaker the bechar. Now, why did the Ramban feel like he had to say this? Because the Torah doesn't say, thou shalt not do it. What does the Torah say? Lo yuchal, you cannot do it. So, from a pshutei shel mikra perspective, it sounds like it's not usur, it's just not something you can do, right? Let's think Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. If a person wants to single out one of his sons and give him more, that's something he's allowed to do. So you see that a father has certain rights when it comes to being manchal as banav. So solkadai techamino, the same is true for the chelik habachar. Kamash malon, that you can't do it. But let's say you do it. It doesn't work because you can't do it. But let's say you did it anyways. You're over a loisase, you get malchus. This goes down as something you'd have to do tshuva for? No. I don't necessarily see that. What the Torah is saying is, you can't do it, meaning it physically does not work, but not that thou shall not do it. So it's that diktuk that the Ramban is addressing. And he says that even though it says in the Torah, lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva, but really azara shelo yasaze. What this really is an azara that you cannot do it, that you should not do it, that it's usur to do. V'chein kulam, says the Ramban. And this is true for every single time it says in the Torah, loy suchal. For example, loy suchal lecha b'sharecha, loy suchal lase solecha ish nachri. How about loy suchal lesale, right? Ramban doesn't quote that one. But the bottom line is, very often the Torah will mention the Nazara, and the language that the Torah will use is not loy yaseh, but loy suchal. V'amru unkelis, says the Ramban, if you look at Targum unkelis on all those psukim, you know what it says? Leslach reshu. You have no permission. What do you mean you have no permission? Not you can't physically do it, but you have no permission to do it, right? If somebody asks you, can you do something for me? And you say, you can't. You can't do it? No, you just don't want to do it. You're lazy. You could do it. That's this nuance that's playing itself out here a little bit. And that's what the Ramban is trying to bring out. That even though it says, lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva, it doesn't simply mean asa arbitnish. It's grada true asa arbitnish. But it's more than that. It's also an azara. It's as if the Torah would have said, you're not allowed to do it. What does lo yisuchal mean, says unkelis? Les lach rishu, says the Ramban. So why then did the Torah say lo yisuchal? Vatam, the reason the Torah said lo yisuchal is because what the Torah wanted to say was lo yisitein yecheiles lenafshecha lasis kacha. What the Torah is saying is that you shouldn't even give yourself the ability to maybe do that. Meaning you could technically try to go ahead and do it, but what the Torah is bringing out is that this should be something that's so rachuk from you that it shouldn't even be shaykh for you to do it if this was something that you wanted to do. V'hu maflik ba'azara. It's just the Torah's way of being maflik, magnifying, making this Hazara very, very big. The Ramban continues. And the Ramban says that if Loi Suchal, Loi Yuchal of Akris Ben Ahuva is an Hazara, so now we know there's a Loi Sase involved if a father decides that he wants to transfer the Pishnayim from one Bechor to the other Bechor. The Chain, the Ramban says, is Ki as Ben Abechor, Ben Asnua Yaakov Losa Isli Pishnayim, Mitzvah Sase Shiyan Tchilenu Pishnayim. When the Torah says, in the end of the Pasuk, that the Ben Asnua, if he's the Bechor, he's the one that gets Pishnayim, what the Torah is saying is that there's an Asay as well. Vihine, Hamashvas Abechor Le'echa Benach Losa. What emerges then is that if somebody would be Mashvah the Bechor, he would take away the chelak abechar from one of his sons. Over beloisa say vase. What he would be over is a loisa say and an ase. The loisa say is lo yuchal avaker as ben ahuva, and the ase is ki as ben habechar ben asnu yakir losas loy pishnayim. So if someone does this inyan, it's a lois assay, and it's not just a lois assay, it's not just an assay. This is one of the lois assays v'assays. Continues the Ramban. And you should know, even though what he did didn't work, but at the same time, if you do it, it didn't work. So the whole thing is a chuk of etlula. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're going to be over a lois assay, and you're going to be over an assay. In other words, the Ramban in his Pirush al Torah holds that when it says in the Torah, Yuchal Avaker is Benu Ahuva Pnei Ben Asuma Bechor, it's a loisase, even though the language layuchal doesn't sound so loisase, Dick. And certainly in the context of Rabbi Yochanan and Breike, you can appreciate what the Torah is trying to say, and it doesn't mean loisase. V'hoyibim anchile is bon of that, I could transfer. This, you can't. It's a loisase. It's like eight chazer? Who said that? Zakhtu Ramban, les loch rishu. No, it's really a loisase. Oh, and by the way, the Torah also said, ki es habachar ben asno yakud los leipnishnai, which means this is an inyan of a loisase and an ase. It's yodua that the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, obviously. And it's also Yodua that the Ramban wrote a short commentary on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs. Not just that, at the end of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban added a list of mitzvahs, essays, and lois essays that he believes the Rambam omitted. It's known as the Shikchas HaEssen and the Shikchas HaLaven. If you look at the Ramban Shikchas HaLaven, Mitzvah Yud Beis, the Ramban says that I went through the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, and respectfully, I must say that the Rambam omitted yet a 12th lois essay. What's that 12th lois essay? It says in the Torah, Loi Yuchal Levaker Es Ben Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnu, and I couldn't find anywhere in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Rambam should bring this lois essay. I searched high and low, it's not there. So the Rambam, says the Ramban, he missed out a very important lois essay, and that is Loi Yuchal Levaker. This Ramban is Ramban Lushitasai. The Ramban, who in his Pirush al Torah says that even though it says Lo Yuchal, it doesn't simply mean you cannot, but it also means thou shall not, because this is a Lo Yisasne. And like the Ramban says, Gishmak, Vine Amash Vesabachar Le'echa Benach Losai, Oiv Lo Yisasne Vasai. So he says, based on my understanding, this would be one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. The Ramban doesn't bring it, and that's why the Ramban Lushitasai in his Shikas Alav and its Mitzvah Yud Beis, he brings the Lav of Lo Yuchal. Now the truth is, the Rambam doesn't bring the lav of Lo Yuchal Levaker, but the Rambam brings the inyan of Nachlois. Interestingly enough, it's the last mitzvah saseh in the Rambam's mitzvah saseh. It's mitzvah resh memches, so there's Ramach Essen, and the 248th asay says the Rambam is, he a Torah shehoironu b'dinei Nachlois, for who amru yisalu ishki yamus uvein ein loy v'chulu, u michlal din zebeloi sofik heyesa b'char yoresh pishnayim. Sheze mishpat mi mishpatei hayorshim fikvar hisbaru mishpatei mitzvah zu b'shmini v'chi mi bava basra. What we're learning right now, but the Rambam brings the inyan of nachlois. It's mitzvah ramach, but when the Rambam brings the mitzvah, he just brings one general mitzvah. But to bring lo yuchal levaker as an independent mitzvah, that he doesn't bring, and that was the Ramban's comment. I saw that the Michas Chinuch and mitzvah tough, where he talks about Nachlois, he says that even though the Rambam did bring a general mitzvah of Nachlois, and based on that, it would have been mokim to say that maybe the Rambam really agrees to the Ramban that Lo Yuchal Levaker is a loisase. And the reason the Rambam didn't single it out is just based on the Rambam Shroshim of how he operates his Tayak mitzvahs. But it's all-inclusive in mitzvah resh mem ches of the Rambam, which is mitzvah tov lemispar hachinuch. But at the same time, he says, I don't think that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't even hint to it in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. He said, u'michlal din zeh b'lo yisofik heyoysa b'chor yoresh pishnayim. Okay, that's a din. But that there should be a lav if you maver that not. And I'll just read to you the words of the Menchas Chinuch. Rambam einoy choshev zois, ki hu sfirle duhu din nachlois ve einoy oiver. So what did the Torah mean when it said, Loyuchal of Akar? Raka Torah kosva de einoy yochal of Akar. I am Baramban Shom. In other words, the way the Menchas Chinuch understands it, it's taka machloikas between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam did not count lo yuchal avaker as one of his tayak mitzvahs. He brings this general mitzvah about dinei nachlas, but he doesn't hint to there being this sub loisase. The Ramban in his shikchas alavin and very mefurish in his pirush al atayr does count it as a loisase. The bottom line is, it's a machloikas rishoinim. It's a machloikas rishoinim whether or not there's a loisase, an iser, for the father to be mevaker, the ben ahuva al pnei ben hasnua habachar, or all the Torah is saying is lo yuchal, that if you try doing it, it's arbet nesht. You're a masla mashal kasa b'Torah, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, that ordinarily, al mishiroi liyarsha, this would work, but in this context, this is not something that is going to work. So this machloik is Rambam, and the Ramban is obviously a commentary on today's daf, but as it relates to this raid, it's just the Hakdama, so not terribly long, but I just wanted to be mocked in this machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, and now say over, Akushya Nefla, Akushya Atzuma, this is a Chumash Kasha, that the Rechaim HaKadosh asks in Parshas Vayechi, and that is, so we're all familiar with the Birchas Yaakov, certainly anyone that ever learned in a Chassidish Cheder is very familiar with the Birchas Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu is lying on his deathbed. Yaakov Avinu loy meis, but kloimar. He's lying on his deathbed, and he calls together his sons, and he says, "Hey, asfu va'gidol lachem es asher yikra eschem ba'achras hayom." It sounds like he was talking about us, talking about what's going on now. Certainly feels like achras hayom. Anyways, all the sons come over. It was Nesalma from Yaakov Avinu, the real achras hayom, and he ends up giving all his children brachas. Hence, this parish is known as Birchas Yaakov. And he begins with Reuven, his oldest son. And Yaakov turns to Reuven and he tells him, Reuven, b'chayriyata, you're my b'char. Koichi v'reishas oini. You're my reishas oini. Yeser se'es v'yeser oz. And because you're my b'char, really you were entitled to more gedula than your brothers. You should have gotten more se'es. The Ramban says se'es is milosh nesios. V'yeser oz. And you should have gotten more strength. You're the b'char. As a result, in the world of Nachlois, you're entitled to more than your brothers. However, Pachas Kamayim, but because you acted in haste, like Mayim Hanishpachin, Al Toysar, it's for that reason you're not going to get more than your brothers. When was Reuven Pachas Kamayim? Ki Aliso Mishkevei Avicha, because you are Mevalvel, the bed of your father. This is a reference to the passing of Parshas Vayishlach that says Vayishkav Reuven Ezbila. So what exactly that means, that's the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Hey, and that's Koloimu Reuven Chote Enei Alotoya, that's the dream of the Ramah, etc., etc. But whatever that means, that's not our sugi right now. Yaakov Avinu tells Reuven, Ki Aliso Mishkevei Avicha, Oschi Laute Yitzuyei Allah, the Shechina went away from my Mita, I Rashi, and it's because of that you're not going to get what you were supposed to get. So Reuven b'chayriyata koichi v'reishnes oini. And yes, nese'es v'yeser ois. Really, you should have gotten more. Oh, but because of what happened with Bila, al toysar, you're not going to get more. And this is the admonition / bracha that Yaakov Avinu gives Reuven right here at the onset of the Birchas Yaakov. If you take a look at Targum Unkelis on this pasuk, Targum Unkelis says like this: Reuven buchriat cheli v'reish tokfi loch havachazi lemisav tlosa chulkin. You were really supposed to get three chulkin: b'cheirusa, the b'cheira, kohunta, the kohuna, umalchusa, and the malchus. But al de azalto lekovel apach hakemayim bram loy ahanes cholok yato loy sisop, etc., etc. You're not going to end up getting it. So Unkelis is mefarish a little bit more. Unkelis says that what Yaakov was telling Reuven is there were three chulokin that you were supposed to get. You were supposed to get becherusa, you were supposed to get kohunta, and you were supposed to get malchusa. If you look at Targum Yoinasin talks even more. Targum Yonasan says as follows: Reuven Bukhri Ant, Reish Chel, Shimushi, Vesheroi, Karius Harhoiri, Chame, because of this. Havaloch b'chayrusa uravus kohunta umalchusa. You were supposed to get, like Uncle says, you were supposed to get the b'chayra, you were supposed to get the kohunta, and you were supposed to get the malchusa. But because you sinned, is yehivas. I'm taking it away from you. And here's the punchline. I'm going to give b'chayrusa liyosef. Yosef is going to get the b'chayra. Umalchusa, the malchus, liyehuda. I'm going to give liyehuda. Uchohunta, lelevi. And the kohuna I'm going to give to Levi. So in Targum, Yoinesin, it's mavur that the things and the mailois that were taken away from Ruvain were given to specific sons of Yaakov. The b'chayra was given to Yosef. The malchus was given to Yehuda. And the kohuna was given to Levi. The truth is, this idea that the Bechira was given to Yosef and that the Malchus was given to Yehuda is Mefurish in a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. And if this Pasuk sounds familiar, it's because the Gemara earlier in Yesh Noichlin on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph brought this Pasuk and talked about it a little bit. So this is Divrei Hayamim Aleph. It's Perikei Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, Ubnei Ruvein Bechir Yisrael. Ki hua Bechir. Ruvain is the Bechar. Ubechalo lo yitzuye aviv. But when he was mechalo yitzuye aviv, the Maisa with Bila, nitna bechayrosai, livne Yosef ben Yisrael. The Bechar was taken away from him, and it was given to the bnei Yosef ben Yisrael, obevaloi lehis yachis lebechar. So if you look at all the mefarshe divrei hayamim, so they all say that the lemaisa of the Bechar was given to the bnei Yosef ben Yisrael. But in the world of Yichus, Ruvain would still be referred to as the Bechar Yisrael. That's why this pasuk begins. Nei Ruvain Bechar Yisrael. V'loilis yachas l'bechayra. As it relates to the Yichus, that would remain by Ruvain. The next pasuk says, Ki Yehuda gavar be'echav u'nogad mimenu. Yehuda gets the Malchus, v'ha'bechayra l'yosef. The Bechayra goes to Yosef. Now, where do you find that Yosef actually got the Bechayra? Where do you get it? So it's very pashut. Because when Yosef entered Eretz Yisrael, when all the Shvatim entered Eretz Yisrael, the Shevet of Yosef got a double portion, Ephraim u'Menashe, Keruvein v'Shemen Yehuli. And that's the Pishnayim, L'chura, that the Bechor is entitled to. And really, the Pishnayim would have gone to Ruvein, but Oschilalta, and as a result, the Bechor was transferred from Ruvein. It was given over to Yosef, and where does it shtelzach Yosef? Ephraim u'Menashe keruvein v'shimon yehuli, and that's why the bnei Yosef got a pishnayim when they entered Eretz Yisrael. So freik darachayim makadosh v'parshas vayechi, and this kasha jumps off the page once you learn these psukim, and you learn bava basra daf kuflamin with takdom of the machlikis, the Rambam and the Ramban, and that is says darachayim makadosh. This parsha here is a plia atzuma. I have absolutely no havon in the world in it. Why? Because everybody knows that the Avos HaKadoshim kept Kol HaTorah Kula. Ekev Asher Shama Avram B'Koyli, Ekev is Gematria, 172 for 172 of the 175 years of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara says, Vafilu Eruv Tavshil. So we know the Avos HaKadoshim kept Kol HaTorah Kula. And if that's the case, Eich Oso Yaakov, Hefich Masha Kosev HaTorah Fek Torah Chaim HaKadosh. How is Yaakov Avinu allowed to go connected what the Torah says? What does it say in the Torah? Lo Yucha Levaker, as Beno Ahuva, al Pnei Ben Asnua HaBechar. V'hu, yet, Yaakov Avinu, Biker Yosef Ben Rochel HaAhuva Etzloi, al Pnei Ruvein Ben Leah HaSnua. Yaakov Mamish violated the Pasuk. The Pasuk in the Pshutei Shel Mikra, because Yaakov had two wives. He had a wife Rochel and a wife Leah. And the Torah says that Rochel was the Ahuva, and Leah, now what does it mean Leah was the Snua? So we have a raid bite on this. This is not for now. But the bottom line is, the Pasuk says there was an Ahuva and there was a Snua. And Yaakov Avinu says, I'm taking the Bechor away from the Ben Asnua, who's Ruvein. I'm giving it to Yosef, who's the Ben Ahuva, Rebbeinu the Alma Kula. There is no more blatant violation of a verse in the Torah than this act right here. And Freik Darachayim HaKadosh, it's a plia atzuma. How could Yaakov Avinu, who was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, have so blatantly violated a pasuk in the Torah? Hafla in Devel. This is Darachayim HaKadosh's kasha. And Darachayim HaKadosh says that really, in order to know the answer to this question, you have to know the following. And that is that the Avos HaKadoshim kept Kol HaTorah Kula. But at the same time, were they obligated to keep Kol HaTorah Kula? Chayyana. Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, that for sure. But Kol HaTorah Kula? till Klai Yisrael said Nasev and Ishma, till they stood at the foot of Har Sinai, there was no obligation to keep Kala Torah Kula. So as much as it's true that the Avos kept Kala Torah Kula, but Hevi Yodea says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, they didn't have to. And when you understand the fact that they didn't have to keep Kala Torah Kula, that opens up the gateway a little bit to have a Havana, why maybe in this instance, and as we'll see in a second, in other instances, the Avos HaKadoshim sometimes veered, and they didn't do what it says in the Torah. So just to read some of Lashonei Hazav of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So he says as follows. I'm skipping a little bit. Ki ha'avos kiblu ha'Torah mishem. The Avos had a Mesorah of the Torah. They got it from Shem ben Noach. Shnekibel mi Noach, who had gotten it from Noach. Shekibel mi Chanoich, who had gotten it from Chanoich. Shekibel mi Adam HaRishon, who had gotten it from Adam HaRishon. Ashalomdo mi Piyakvura. You ever heard this? The Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam HaRishon the Torah. Tichsev, a pasuk in Eiv, ukemoshe pirashti, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, but pasuk la'avdu l'shamra. So we know Adam HaRishon was placed in Gan Eden. Why la'avdu l'shamra? Simple reading of the pasuk sounds like he is going to literally be Zereya b'shas Ria and Chayrish b'shas Charisha and Kreitz b'shas Ktsira. Where? In Gan Eden. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on that pasuk is very mayrich, and he says, based on the Tikkun Ezayah, what does it mean la'avdu l'shamra? What it means is ruchnius. It means to learn Torah. So says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taught Adam HaRishon the Torah, and there was already a Messiah. The Aruch Chaim says Adam HaRishon, he tells us about Chanoich, tells us about Noach, this week's parasha, Shem ben Noach, and the Avos HaKadoshim, they were mekabel it from Shem. So says the Aruch Chaim, so there was already Torah out there, and Torah was taught already mipi agvura to Adam HaRishon. Ach, when nitztava el al sheva mitzvahs. However, there was never a situation where these tzaddikim who knew the Torah were commanded to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. The only thing they were commanded to do was to keep the Sheva mitzvahs. And they were told, Shem Yavar Aleim Yeharek, that if you're going to violate one of the Sheva mitzvahs, you're going to be killed. Avul Shara Torah, have to be very careful with this language, Karav L'scharim Yasa, you'll get reward if you do it. You're not going to get punished if you're not mekayim. He says, even now that we have the Torah, there's such an inyan. Right? If a person doesn't wear a beged shel dalet kanfes and he doesn't wear tzitzis, he doesn't get punished. Right? That's the Gemara Menachos. But you don't get punished. But if you put on a beged shel dalet kanfes and you're wearing tzitzis, right? Sukkah kolshev. There's different mitzvahs. Matzah may be kolshev. We are there, what's known as mitzvahs kiyumis. So as soon as the world was created, Adam HaRishon was given the Torah. And he told them like this, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you the Torah. You don't have to keep more than seven mitzvahs. But at the same time, the entire Torah is going to be beged the mitzvahs kiyumis. So if you do any one of the mitzvahs, you're going to get schar. But if you violate it, you're not going to get punished. But the Avos, because they loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they had a cheshek for the Oysher Elyon, they kept all the mitzvahs. Ka'amru, Ekev Ashasham Avram, Va'amru Zal, Kiyim Avram Avinu, Afilu Erev Tavshilun, Ve'ezbon of Hekim Tachtov, Laharviach, Toyelas HaMitzvahs, Ve'esek HaTorah. And they transmitted this Messiah over to their children. But in the event they ever felt that there would be some Tayeles or some Hatzlocha by violating one of the principles in the Torah, where he felt that he would be Matzliach if he married two sisters, Rachel and Leah, he turned a blind eye from the benefit that would come from doing this mitzvah, because at the end of the day, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah, and he won't be punished if he doesn't do the mitzvah, in the Torah, because the Torah wasn't given yet. And it's for that reason you find that sometimes the Avos would violate some of the principles in the Torah. The Aruch Chaim adds to that, that it could be also, all the times that you find that the Avos violated a principle in the Torah, they were told to do that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was beged and avua. And the Aruch Chaim has a little bit of an arichlus that we know there's a mitzvah of the Elof Tishman, that if a Navi tells you to violate something in the Torah, Hirasha, you can listen. So the Avos were listening to their own avua, so to speak, beged the Elof Tishman, and that's why sometimes they did what they did. So I'm skipping. Says the Aruch Chaim, Lefizan Noimar, ki Yaakov nira be'enof, lahanish ruvein, ala shechilo yitzue, v'notam imenu ha-becheira. Oy shekein nemalei b'navua. Yaakovinu felt that the right thing to do was to punish Ruvein. Or maybe he was told b'navua. And it's for that reason Yaakov Avinu went and he did what he did. So says Dar Chaim, It's true the Avos kept Kol HaTeruku, but not always. Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, right? That's a violation of the Parsha of Arayas. So, what's pshat? I mean, did they keep or did they not keep? Says the Rechayim, they usually kept, because it made sense to keep, because they understood that it's Karva Laschar if they keep. But at the same time, being that they didn't have to keep, if they felt it was some tayelis that outweighs the benefit of keeping the mitzvah that would come about by violating, they did. And you have to say, Yaakov felt it was some tayelis that was going to come from marrying two sisters. And you have to say that Yaakov felt that there was some tayelis from punishing Reuven and transferring the Bechayr from Reuven to Yosef. And that's why they did what they did. Now, the Rechayim Toich Dvarv explained what the gather of Torah mitzvahs was by the Avos. Had they even know about Torah mitzvahs, right? That's the age-old question. How did the Avos HaKadoshim know about the Torah mitzvahs if the Torah wasn't given yet? Now, the Gemara does say in a few places that there were seven things that predated Brias Olam, that were created even before Brias Olam. One of them is the Torah, the Seder, we know that. But at the same time, how did it come to the Avos? So the Velt says that the Zohar Kodesh says, "Estakol by Raisu Bar Almo." So they were able to extrapolate the Torah from the brief. That's not what the Archaim says. The Archaim says that Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Adam Arishan the Torah, and Adam Arishan gave it over to Mesoyer. Went to Chanoich, went to Noach, went to Shem, it went to the Avos HaKadoshim. They had a Mesoyer in it. But the Archaim says even a bigger chiddush. He says that they were even commanded to do it. Of a begeder mitzvahs kinyumis, not begeder mitzvahs chiyuvis. And that's why if they ever felt that the pros of violating outweighed the cons, they could do it. Now, we can't do it because we have an obligation to do whatever the Torah tells us to do. But they had that liberty, and as a result, they did what they did. Now, this shtickle Torah of the Rechaim HaKadosh, the spirit of it anyway, is Yedua in Koisle Beis Medrash, from Hagoyin HaGodah, Reb Chaim Volozhin, and Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, it's in Perikov Aleph, he says almost verbatim what the Reb Chaim HaKadosh says, but there are some differences, and I think they're not insignificant. The Nefesh HaChaim is also discussing why was it that the Avos HaKadoshim kept Torah mitzvahs. And he says as follows. He says that we know right in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, when man was created, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, B'Tzalem Elohim. And the Nefesh HaChaim, right in the beginning of a Sefer, says, what does it mean that man was created B'Tzalem Elohim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no tmus, v'lo yasigu, masigei haguf, ve'in lo shum dimyon klal, right? So what does it mean that man was created B'Tzalem Elohim? And Nefesh HaChaim says, ki yodua, there's no time to be mayruch in this, but his al-regalachas mahalach is that the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim is the Shem that depicts the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Koicho Yiskula, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Machrif. The fact that man was created B'Tzalem Elohim means that man was given that Koyach, and man has the ability to build and destroy. How do we build and how do we destroy? Not with a shovel, not with our hands, but the way we build and destroy is with our mitzvahs and maisim tovim. A Yid does a mitzvah, he's Boina Olamos, and if a Yid does an Avera, Chalilah, he's Machrif Olamos. And that's what it means that man was created B'Tzalem Elohim. He's in the image of Elohim. He has that inyan of Baal Koichos Kulam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So in Perek Chaf Aleph, this is 20 prakim into this inyan, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, V'zu hoisagam kol inyan avoidosim shal Avos. This was the whole avoida of the Avos. V'chol ha-tzadikim ha-rishoinim shekimu ha-sateiru koidim nesinasa. K'moy shadoshu ha-zal ala posik min ha-behema ha-toira. V'omru, Rashi brings in this week's parasha, mikan shalom ha-noyach toira. V'omru, and we know Kim Avram Avinu has kol ha-toira kulav ha-filu erif tafshilin. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, "Eloi shahayu mitzuvim va'oisim kach mitzad adin. They weren't mitzuvim va'oisim to do it. Dimkei loy hayu mamidim chas v'sholom al taitam v'asogason. If they would mitzuvim va'oisim, they would have always kept Torah mitzvahs." And Reb Chaim Volozhin says, "You find they didn't always keep Torah mitzvahs. Where do you find it?" So Reb Chaim Volozhin gives two examples. Yaakov married two sisters. That's one of the examples that Reb Chaim HaKadosh get. And Amram married Doidosai. Yecheved was his aunt. And he married his aunt Yecheved. Rak mitzad hasogosom, betoya sichlon, hatikunem anoiron, hanasim b'chol mitzvah bo'ilomois, v'koichos hel yoyne v'tachtoyne, v'apkomem agdoyne, v'achurme v'arisach hasvashom, sh'yigarme b'malayiv kaimum. That's why they did what they did. Talks more about Noach, geshmak. V'chein Noach hikriv dafkim na Behemah Torah. Noach, when he brought his karbonis, he brought from the Behemah Torah. v'hisig hakoyach v'asherusho elyon shel kol behemah v'chay. Eze mehem koyach shrosh mitzad haktusha v'hekriva. Ve'eze mehem koyach nafsh mitzad atuma v'sitra achro v'loy bochar bala hakriva l'fon av yisbara. Ki lo yirotzen v'zeu v'yisalich hanoich esu alikim. Esu alikim esalich noyach. Ho alikim asher es holcho avoysi l'fon. This is mamash chumash and parshas noyach. He says that's why whenever you find that any one of the kadmoinim kept Torah mitzvahs before they were nitzavim, you know what the lashon is? Which name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did they clap tzich tzutu? Elohim. Vayisalich hanoich esho Elohim. Esho Elohim hisalich noyach. Ho Elohim asher hishalchu avoysay lefonov. Why? Because Elohim, we said, is the Baal Koiches Kulam. That's the Tzelem Elohim. And that was dafka, the knate of the avoid of the office. The yisoid of the avoid was they understood, they heard the Tzelem Elohim. And that's why they're going with that midah of Elohim. So says the Nefshachayim, that's why, as much as the Avos HaKadoshim kept Torah mitzvahs, but sometimes they violated. And the reason is, because really the whole Inyan was to be Mesakin the Olamos. So if they felt that the Tikkun Olamos is going to be best by keeping Torah mitzvahs, they kept Torah mitzvahs. But what if they felt that the Tikkun Olamos would actually be better if they violated? Then they violated. Now, what if you today decided that in your Tikkun Olamos it's going to be better if you violate? It's too late. But had they captured the Rachman Olamalach, Brachas Taf Yoram Aleph, that was the Teichach Yeshaya Novi gave Chizkiyo HaMelech, like Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings. But at the same time, the Avos HaKadoshim before the Torah, they had no tzivoy. So if they had no tzivoy, so Mechatesi, they don't have the right to go and manipulate and do what they want to do. Then the Archaim says, and then the Nefshachaim says another Davin Nifla. He says that it could be that's why. That's why the Avos were never given Torah mitzvahs. Why were the Avos not given Torah mitzvahs? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that the world required certain tikkunim that could only come about through Averis. And if Torah mitzvahs would have been given, they would not have been able to. Meaning, Klal Yisrael had to come from Shtei Achayis. Had to be. Why? Obviously, this is way above our pay grade. But Klal Yisrael maybe had to come from Shtei Achayis. And if there would have been a mitzvah Shtei Achayis, so then Klal Yisrael couldn't have came. So Davka, for that reason, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is maybe why the Torah wasn't given. But the bottom line is, Nefesh HaChaim says, very similar to what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. And that is, that the Avos HaKadoshim that kept Torah mitzvahs, obviously they weren't commanded to. They felt it was a Tayeles, and as a result, if they thought the Tayeles was better by violating than by observing, they went ahead and violated. But if you go through it more carefully, there is some nuance that differentiates what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is saying and what the Nefesh HaChaim HaKadosh is saying. They're not mamish saying the same thing. Number one, why did the Avos keep Torah mitzvahs? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh sounds like they were commanded to do so. There was a tzivoy. There was Adam Arishin kibul Torah misinai ki'ilu. Now, it was begeder kiyumis, not begeder chiyuvis. But there is some transmission of Torah mitzvahs, and they were told, it's karev el aschar mikaymenu v'rochek min ha'efsid. If not, Nefesh HaChaim doesn't say that. Nefesh HaChaim doesn't say there was ever any level of tzivoy. He says that they tapped into vastutzich in doylamis when a yid keeps Torah mitzvahs, and that's why they kept Torah mitzvahs. It was based on that understanding of what goes on in the oylamis ha'elyoinim. And that was the gather of why it is that they kept Torah mitzvahs. According to the Aruch Chaim, it sounds like there was a tzivoy, albeit a mitzvah's kiyumis to get tzivoy. That's why they kept Torah mitzvahs. Very simple. According to the Nefesh HaChaim, there was no tzivoy. It's just that the others tapped in to the inyan of Tzelem Elohim. And as a result, Vayisalich Hanoich Eso Elohim. It's because of a very deep understanding and appreciation for the Inyan of Tzelem Elohim that they want to now connect to that Inyan, and that's why they kept Torah. The Tzad HaShava is that they didn't have to. It was only because of Eze Toyeles, and to the extent that they felt that Toyeles was better not to, they went ahead and they Taka didn't. You know, there was one Ha'ara that bothered me a little bit when I was going through now the Nefesh HaChaim, and that is, so Nefesh HaChaim says man was created by Tzelem Elohim. You have the ability to be Boinu Machriv. How you Boinu Machriv? Why is man the Baal Koiches Kulam? You do mitzvahs, you're Boinu, and you do Averis Chalila, you're Machriv. The Avos HaKadoshim were never commanded to keep Torah mitzvahs, but they tapped into this Indian of being Boinu Machriv. I don't know, if you would ask me, I would have thought that this, that a person can be Boinu Machriv through his mitzvahs, is gufa la'achash and it's stava b'toyra mitzvahs, right? So you have a chiv to keep Torah mitzvahs. Memele, you're by no machiv. Al yudei, you're Torah mitzvahs. To the extent that the Avos HaKadoshim were never netstava to keep Torah mitzvahs, so why is it that their Torah mitzvahs had the ability to be Mayno Machir? Chaim Volozhin gives a whole 20 prokim of Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph of what a Yid can do with a machshava of a mitzvah and a machshava of an Aveira, Kiyodua, right? So he says, oh, you see what a mitzvah is? So Mimela, that's why the Avos HaKadoshim kept Torah mitzvahs. That's how it comes into Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph. I don't know, I would have thought that yeah, we who have Torah mitzvahs. Let me ask a question. If it ain't a Yehudi, a guy would go ahead and he would put on tefillin today. He's bainu machriv and daylamis? I would have thought for sure not, right? Why not? Tefillin is bainu machriv. The teretz is, if you have the mitzvah, if you're shayach to your bainu machriv, to the extent that there ain't a mitzvah v'oisna, they were never commanded to do so, semecha teisa. Now, could be this has to do with the prashas drachim and drush aleph, that if the ovis kept kol Torah kula, memela they had a din yisrael. Oh, so then it's, once they kept Torah mitzvahs, they had it in Yisrael. So if they had it in Yisrael, now they are a Yisrael. So even though there ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, like a Yisrael, she ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, so it's not a tzushtel to an ain't a Yehudi. But that's only one side in the Prussian Shrochen, v'advarim atikin, v'inkam v'kotim v'aharich. I don't know, this was bothering me a little bit. And then I thought that maybe there's a makar. And maybe the makar is in a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Melachim. It's in Perek Yud Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, "Benayach sheratz lasos mitzvah mishar mitzvah satayra." If a benayach says, "I want to do a mitzvah," kidei lekabel schar ein moine noisay lasos oisay kilchasa, we don't stop him from doing it. So Rambam is a peladig Rambam. The Rambam says that if a benayach says, "I want to sit in a sukkah," the sukkahs, "I want to take dalad minim, I'm going to light the menorah on Chanukah," we don't stop him. In fact, sounds like from the Rambam, he's going to get schar. The truth is this, that the Rambam says right here in Perek Yud Halacha Yud and Hilchas Melachim, he says it in a few different places. We once spoke at a Reitbeit B'Shem Yedidi Rav Levi Chomsky, a machloikis between Rabbi Errol Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe. Maybe printed a shtickle somewhere on this inyan. How literal you're supposed to take this Rambam. I don't remember all the tzadim and all the akuli upshuri, but there's a starki yesh oimrim that he's supposed to take this Rambam very literally. That if a guy says, "I want to keep Torah mitzvahs k'dei lekabel schar," you know why? Because he's going to get schar. Why is the guy getting schar? It makes no sense. Why would he get schar for sitting in a sukkah? Maybe this has a little bit of a shaychus to this nefesh achayim, because at the end of the day, if you keep Torah mitzvahs, you have the ability to be in boinu machim. That's the side of the Avos HaKadoshim, even if they had a din of a benoyach. Oh, but at the end of the day, vayisalich hanoich esro alikim, esro alikim is salich noyach. They tapped into the Indian of Tzalim alikim. And if they tapped into the Indian of Tzalim alikim, this is the way it's going to work. But the bottom line is, we digress a little bit. I mean, this is Dovah B'itay Matov. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Noyach, and we're about to start the Parashas of the Avos HaKadoshim to have a little bit of a havan, a little bit of understanding what it means the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. You have an Arachayim and a Nefesh HaChayim that are both saying something very, very similar with some nuanced differences. But Al Kaponim Nachzal in Yoneinu. Yaakov Avinu says, Reuven B'chayri Yata, Koichi V'Reishas Oini, Yeses Eis V'Yeser Ois. You should have gotten the Becherusa, the Kohunta, and the Malchusa of the Pachas Gamayim Altoisar. Because what you do, Kiel Lisa Mishkeve Abichos Chilalti Yitzuya Yolo. So, like the Targum Yonason says, and it's a Pasik in Devar Yomim Aleph Perakei Pasik Aleph and Beis. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the Becherusa, I'm going to give it to Yosef. And the Kohunta, I'm giving to Levi, and the Malchusa, I'm going to give to Yehuda. And Freik Tarach Haim HaKadosh, what's going on over here? We know the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. So, if they kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, how is it possible, says Tarach Haim, this is one of the great kashas of all time. How was Yaakov Avinu able to do this? And the teretz is because really, although they kept Torah mitzvahs, they didn't have an obligation to keep Torah mitzvahs. And being that they didn't have an obligation to keep Torah mitzvahs, so if this was something that they felt Eza Tayelis was going to come from, Yaakov felt it would be a Tayelis by doing this, that's why he did it. We're just going to end with this. The Rechaim says, "Va'adayin ein adava maspek," but doesn't answer the question 100%. Why not? Ki lama loy nitna elo liyosef. Why did Yaakov Avinu give the bechira to Yosef? V'loy liYehuda. Oy l'sharach magdayon. He could have given it to one of the other brothers. Why did he give it to Yosef? Now the truth is, from the psukim itself, it sounds like don't give it to the ben ahuva instead of the ben asnua, as if to say there's some fleeting havamina that maybe the ben ahuva has a shaychus. So maybe to the extent you're taking it from the ben asnua, it's appropriate to give it to the ben ahuva. And Yosef is the bechor of the ben ahuva, right? But The Rechaim is bothered by this kasha. It says, why didn't he give it to Yehuda? Why didn't he give it to one of the other brothers? Says the Rechaim, Ubesefer HaZoyer, Parshnis Vayishlach, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav, Kosav Tam HaZdovar V'zel V'shoinai. But let me tell you the answer that I found in the Zohar HaKadosh. So the Zohar says like this, B'shaita Da'ol L'Gabo D'Leah, the night that Yaakov Avinu got married, and he went to Leah, Kol Ahu Leah, Ru'use V'libe Hava Beracha. His heart and his mind, his thoughts, the entire night were on Rachel. Why? The chash of the Rachel ihi, because he thought that really he was being mizdavik with Rachel. Ahadar uvdal asrei bechurte ahadrus liyosef. So that when later there was a time that Yaakovinu had to take away the bechira from Leah's oldest son, he said, "I'm going to give it instead to Yosef's, to Rachel's oldest son." Hine. Says the Archaim, Tamzem Maspik, Lenatilas Bechir Miruvai, Vesamid Beyosef, Kihu Kefia Emes, Sha'ola Bemachshova Rishoin Bebir Rishoina, Kishahitl Zari Yaakov, Chosha Beimai. He says, when Yaakov Avinu had the Machshova Rishoina to go build the Klal Yisrael, in his mind, the first son that he was going to have was the Bechir of Rachel. And who is the Bechir of Rachel? The Bechir of Rachel was Yosef. Snakumtais, on some level, Yosef is the Bechir. And being that on some level, he's the Bechir, why? Ki kafiyo emesha ola b'machshava rishayim bebiya. In the machshava, he's the Bechir. And being that in the machshava, he's the Bechir, because he thought that he was with Rachel, now with Leah. So now that it comes time to take the Bechir away from Leah's son, who am I giving? I'm going to go to you. I'm not giving it to Yehuda. You know why? Because erhat epes ha-shaychus with the Bechir. Where is he the Bechir? Because when he was Hitl Zaroi, his machshava was Yosef's mother. His machshava was not Reuven's mother. I think the tzushal to this is the Goyen, and we're going to stop. And that is, we already spoke out from the Goyen earlier in the week, that when you talk about Bechira, Bechira is not totally on who was born first. It's not who the leader was first. It's the Reishis Oinoi. That's what matters first. But you see in this Zohar even more than that. You see in this Zohar there's an Indian that it could be even the person that the father had the machshava should be the Reishis Oinoi. Even that person might end up being the Bechar. So before this week, if somebody would say, how do you determine, how do you define the Bechar? What do you mean? Whoever's born first is the Bechar. We have the Goyen, the controversial Goyen. Controversial in the sense, did he say it or did he not say it? But we have that incredible Goyen who answered four kashas in the beginning of Parshas Ki Seitzei. This Zohar HaKadosh, that the Archaim, we're not learning Zohar, we're learning Archaim, that the Archaim HaKadosh quotes, takes it to even another level. And that is, that it could be, Yosef is the Bechar. On some level, he's the rightful Bechar. In Pnimius, Yosef's the Bechar. He is the Bechar. You know why? Ki kafiyo emesh ha'ole b'machshav ha'rishen b'biyo kishehitl zare Yaakov chashav ha'imoy. Because when Yaakov was matl zare, he was thinking about Yosef's mother, and on some level, that gives Yosef a schus to have a Bechar. Now, Stam, he wouldn't have given it to Yosef in Nikla anyways. But Reuven Bechir Yata, now I have to take it away from you. Pachas Kamaya Mal Toysar. You know I'm giving it to? I'm giving it to Yosef, because Yosef has some tzad Bechir. Yosef has some schos in being the Bechir.